Welcome to the Loving Kindness Practice. Now, for this short period of time, let's do a practice that will help us cultivate feelings of loving kindness towards ourselves and others. Loving kindness practice is simply the wish that we enjoy peace, happiness, and well-being. The important thing to recognize is that we can cultivate these attitudes if we practice. In so many ways, we practice meanness to ourselves. So why not practice some kindness? This can help our minds and bodies be healthier and more at ease. Remember that loving kindness has nothing to do with self-centeredness and everything to do with healthy self-acceptance and self-compassion. By helping ourselves in this way, we can become stronger and better able to extend kindness to others. During the course of this practice, you will be invited to imagine someone and then to mentally repeat certain phrases or wishes. Once you get used to this, you can use one or two of the phrases, or even change the phrases to suit yourself when you practice. You can use the image of a person you know well or someone you hardly know at all. The point is to practice cultivating good wishes and extending them to yourself and to others. It's helpful not to try too hard to feel anything special at first. It can even seem a little unusual to practice like this. Just give it a try if you're willing to check it out. Just do the best you can, planting the seeds of self-compassion that will support your inner strength. Sometimes, when you're feeling really upset, this practice can be helpful as a way to make yourself feel calmer. It's also a good idea to be patient, because it will often take several weeks or perhaps months of daily practice to do this more easily. So now, sitting quietly or lying on a mat, just begin by tuning in to the breath. Notice that you are breathing. Now bring to mind the image of a time when you felt you were treated kindly. This kindness may have been shown by a person, like a parent, a relative, a friend, a teacher, a coach, or a stranger, or even by a favorite pet. Accept whatever memory comes. Recall a time when you felt especially close to this person or pet because you were treated kindly. Maybe they helped you, said something nice to you, or acted towards you in a way that showed kindness and love. Make the memory as vivid as possible. Visualize the event and see if you can experience the feelings of being treated kindly, of feeling loved and cared for. Notice what it feels like in your body right now. Perhaps feeling an opening or a lightness in the area of your chest around your heart. Really tune in to the experience of being treated kindly. And now take the feeling of being loved and cared for and direct this feeling toward yourself, offering the gift of loving kindness to yourself while you inwardly repeat the phrases, "May I be strong. May I be balanced. May I be happy. May I be peaceful." Inwardly repeating the phrases as you practice, directing the feelings of kindness and caring towards yourself. May I be strong. May I be balanced. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now recalling the person, such as a relative, friend, teacher, coach, stranger, or the pet that you remembered before, and calling to mind the special qualities of this person or favorite pet. With this person or pet in mind, direct feelings of kindness towards them. Just as I wish to be strong, may you also be strong. Just as I wish to be balanced, may you also be balanced. Just as I wish to be happy, may you also be happy. Just as I wish to be peaceful, may you also be peaceful. For the rest of this practice time, choose to continue to extend loving kindness to yourself, or to the person you feel close to, or if you wish, bring to mind someone in your life who has caused you difficulty. Just as with a friend or loved one, you can practice extending loving kindness with the same intention toward the difficult person. Remembering that it's best not to try too hard to feel something. We are practicing to be strong, balanced, peaceful, and happy. And undoing the meanness that we sometimes practice toward ourselves. Just do the best you can, planting the seeds of self-compassion that support your inner strength.